There are those albums that are artistic, critical, and commercial milestones. They are generally agreed to be the pinnacles of an artist's career. This is not about those albums. This is about what came next. Ronnie James Dio had replaced Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, and appeared on their first two albums of the 1980s, Heaven and Hell and The Mob Rules. Disagreements over the mixing of the album Live Evil exacerbated tensions he was already having with Geezer Butler and Tony Iommi, leading him to depart along with drummer Vinny Appice. He began working on songs for his own project and, after discovering a young Irish guitarist named Vivian Campbell, he assembled the band that would be known as Dio. The sound of the band's 1983 debut album, Holy Diver, did not detour much from the work he had done with Black Sabbath or, earlier in the 1970s, with Rainbow. Both the title track and Rainbow in the Dark received airplay on hard rock stations and on MTV. It did moderately well, but the follow-up, The Last in Line, did even better. The title track had a video directed by Phantasm creator Don Coscarelli, and veered into more pop territory with the song Mystery, while much of the album continued to sound like a combination of Sabbath and early Rainbow. Thus, when it came time for a third album, it was no surprise that Dio was reluctant to make any changes. Produced by Ronnie James Dio, Sacred Heart was recorded at Rumbo Recorders in Los Angeles. The personnel, besides Dio himself on vocals, featured Vivian Campbell on guitar, Jimmy Bain on bass, Claude Schnell on keyboards, and Vinny Appice on drums. It was released on August 12, 1985, and reached number 29 on the Billboard 200, slightly lower than its predecessor. Unlike the first two albums, which prominently featured a devilish creature that, despite claims from religious organizations that the band was promoting Satanism, was supposed to be the nemesis of the heroes of Dio's songs, Sacred Heart featured a fantasy-inspired cover by Robert Florchak. While the title track is the most memorable song on the album, it was not released as a single. Instead, Rock and Roll Children was released in July 1985, nearly a month before the album. It did not chart on the mainstream Billboard charts, but did make it to number 26 on the U.S. mainstream rock chart. It had an accompanying video featuring Dio as a strange owner of a curio shop in which two teenagers are transported to another realm to confront giving up their dreams of stardom. The second single, Hungry for Heaven, was pretty much a reworking of Mystery and was originally recorded for and included on the soundtrack for the movie Vision Quest. Early shows of the tour were recorded for Sacred Heart The Video, released the following year. During the tour, tensions came to a head between Dio and Campbell, resulting in the latter being fired and Craig Goldie, the former guitarist for Jeffria, being hired to complete the tour. Sacred Heart was followed by the EP Intermission, which featured live material, plus Goldie's first song with the band, Time to Burn. He would remain the guitarist with the band through their next full-length album, Dream Evil, in 1987. While Sacred Heart sold well, some fans were dismayed by the fact that the pop leanings from The Last in Line were beginning to take over, while critics were disappointed that there was not much progress in the sound of the LP. As a result, Dream Evil would see Dio drifting away from the pop metal aspects and in a heavier, more complex music. I personally like the album, even though I find Rock and Roll Children to be one of Dio's worst songs. While he was one of the best singers in heavy metal, or rock music in general, sometimes his lyrics left a lot to be desired, and this is one of those times. He makes up for it throughout most of the rest of the album, with Sacred Heart being the song that really should have been a single. I don't mind that Hungry for Heaven sounds way too close to Mystery, considering its origins as a quickly composed piece for a soundtrack album, but it too is outshone by other album tracks, such as the opener King of Rock and Roll, and Like the Beat of a Heart. Still, as enjoyable as it is, the firing of Vivian Campbell had the positive effect that Dio had to change things up to fit a completely different style of guitar playing with Craig Goldie on the next album. What comes next is Public Image Limited springing forth with the Flowers of Romance. Like what you hear? Be sure to donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/ericwincenson.